Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I'm honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is April 1st, 2024, the first Monday in April, and also a very big day to celebrate. One, it is the four-year anniversary of the Produce Industry Podcast. We started April 1st, 2020, just a few weeks after the COVID-19 pandemic and shutdown, and have been going strong and not missed a Monday in 4 years. A couple announcements before we get started, everyone. Next week, we will be at Viva Fresh, April 11th through the 14th. We will be in Houston, Texas. And then after that, the following week, I'm home. And then off to Canada for CPMA, April 23rd through the 25th. And then back home again. And then back to the Fresh Produce and Floral Council Expo, which I will be the opening speaker, moderator for a great panel. So stay tuned for that. And then, whew, back in for home. But let's not forget, on April 18th, we've got our virtual networking hour. Neil Galarte of Wild Style Media, the editor of the podcast, is going to come on the show and give you some hints, tips, and tricks on how to use video and audio in your business. Now, everyone, to run it back 4 years, back to April 1st, 2020, I'm bringing on the man, the myth, the legend from Houston, Texas, out of Space City, Brent Ehrenwert. It's also his birthday, everyone. So happy birthday, Brent Ehrenwert, and let's get this episode started. Brent Ehrenwert, welcome back to the show, my man.
Been a long time coming.
How long?
I'm thinking at least 4 years, other than a few just cameos here and there.
You know, I will tell you the cameos are some of the best ones. But yeah, it's been 4 years, man. Everyone, it's April 1st, 2024. If you've been following the podcast, April 1st, 2020 is when this kicked off. It's funny that the four-year rotation, man, came up on a Monday again, and your birthday.
Yeah, it's a good birthday. It's 40th birthday, if I don't remember right. But lots happened in 4 years. I'm just glad to see how much the Produce Industry Podcast has really taken over. I mean, I think this is – you've got the premier platform going in the industry right now, and it makes me so happy to know that I was actually a part of that premier podcast. I'm so proud of you.
No, man, I appreciate that, man. One thing I can tell you is – obviously, there's a ton of podcasts that have now started, right? And I always tell everybody, man, there's probably 70 plus podcasts. But I remember in March of 2020, I remember going through Apple and checking out the feed of like, okay, who's out there, right? And, you know, you were there, the Produce Life, Lori Taylor, the Produce Mom, University of California Research. And then there was like a couple, like I say, like off ones that they had like citrus or something in them, but they had nothing to do with produce. And then some of them, Brent, as you know, like they were dead. They didn't have a podcast for 2-3 years. And tell me, you got to remember, I called you.
Did
you remember? And before I even started a podcast, before I even was on your podcast, do you remember what I called and asked you?
Yeah, you just told me what you wanted to do, and you. I was very upfront with you, telling you where this industry, what they needed. They needed somebody with energy. They needed somebody with unbiased opinions. And you hit a home run, dude. I mean, I'm just so happy to know that, to see what you've done. And I'm privileged to know that you actually reached out to me first for advice. I mean, that means a lot to me. I wish I could have got to your event to celebrate it all in Tampa. Unfortunately, I couldn't. But, man, I'm just proud of you. You're killing it.
Man, I appreciate that. You know, one of the things is we were going to have Brent speak on the yacht party, but he didn't make it. So, Brent, that's on you, bro. That's on you. But this also leads into things we're going to talk about today, everyone. Obviously, 4 years ago when I met Brent, he probably would be talking right now with a Coke and a Pop-Tart, which I'm surprised the guy is not, you know, 400 pounds, because he eats like a guy that would be 400 pounds. And no disrespect at all to people that are larger in weight. But Brent, I always told you, man, when I met you, I was like, dude, I was like, we're produce people, man. We gotta live the word. We gotta do that. And you were like, no, man. Dude, at some points you were eating like 7-Eleven corn dogs and sending me pictures. And I was like, what are you doing, man? And you were like, I love this stuff. I love it. And I was like, nah, man. But we're sad that we missed you. It was an amazing event. And a lot of people don't realize, like, they're like, oh my God, how do you know Bo Jackson? And you know, when Bo told the story, it's funny because we met through you.
Yeah.
Through Alex Cook, through Jackson and Partners. So if we say anything, and you've said it more than me, boy, does integrity trump credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just telling somebody a story yesterday about this industry right now. I guess I'll retract a little bit going back to 4 years. I believe we're in the worst part of this industry right now. I believe you're starting to see a lot of credit issues out there. But whenever credit starts falling, integrity sets in, because you can have the money to pay somebody and not have the integrity to pay them back. We all fight this every day. And you cannot have anything right now, but you have the integrity to give somebody the word that you're going to pay them. And one thing I always believe is that your integrity is your word. And we may not always agree or disagree with somebody, and a lot of us live in echo chambers, but I know one thing, Patrick, you can say about me, I can say about you, is I'm a person of integrity, is that when I believe in somebody, when I get behind somebody, I know they're going to get behind me, and we're going to do things together. And your net worth is your network. And I think that's one thing you and I have really preached to this industry. It's not what you have, it's who you know, and you're always one handshake away from getting to whoever you want to get to.
Yeah, man, like it's that old song, you find out who your friends are, that country song.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that's going to drop everything, be there for you. I mean, my dad said it best, you know, over the years, you know, don't do business with people that you don't know.
Yeah, no.
Right?
No.
And if you don't know them, call a friend and see if they know them.
And when we talk about credibility and integrity,
One
of the biggest issues, as you know, that I've always had in this industry is we have a credit rating system that I believe has a lot of flaws in it, because your credibility, you can be paying slow to somebody, but that person knows you have integrity, and that person's gonna protect you if you really have a good word. And I believe a lot of times somebody can maliciously hurt somebody by saying they're not paying their bills, and we have no checks and balances to do that. And one thing that I hope that as we go into the next phase of whatever economic recession what we're in, is that integrity really trumps credibility, and that the industry survives as a whole, because we don't need to see anybody fall in this industry.
No, I mean, I agree, man. One of the things we talked about during COVID is you're going to see some of these companies, I would say, that are going under, and some did. But do you remember what we said? Like, sometimes companies have to, you know, go out of business for innovation and creativity to arise. So we did see that happen in COVID. It's completely changed. I mean, it's been 4 years, and I can tell you, Brent, I mean, obviously over the last 4 years, you and me have done business together. We've had ideas going. And again, the one thing is about the relationship. It's about being there for your community. Everyone, I've said this to a lot of people, and I'll tell you again, listen, everyone, right now, right here we are. You know, Brent Aaronwert is a great guy. You know, you don't need to just hear it from me, but a lot of times what you see on, you know, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, he's a no BS type of a guy. And I think that's why, you know, Brent, I like you so much, is that we kind of are on the same page. We always know what each other is thinking. It's like we're not like, oh, what's he thinking? Is he gonna do this? We don't know what he's gonna do. No. You know, you wear your heart on your sleeve. I've met your family, your wife, your kids. And I always say, behind every great man is a better woman. And a lot of times, man, like, you don't have good women and good people in your life if you're a complete, you know what I mean? It's the truth.
No.
I mean, seriously, because you'd be divorced. You wouldn't have friends, right? So everyone, what I would say is, I'm not telling you give Brent a chance. I'm telling you the same thing you've been hearing all your life. Stop judging books by their covers or a few different pages. Yeah, because Brent, like I said, I mean, over the years, we've just, there's been so much we've put together, so much we've talked about, and it's all to push the industry forward. I mean, heck, we're going to be at Viva here shortly, and that's obviously big, right there in your hometown of Houston. I'm in the Clean Eating Challenge. I'm going to be there. So we've got some fun stuff coming, and you know, it's just an enjoyable industry to be in when you got people that you like working with.
Yeah, and I think that what you said is that, yeah, behind every good man or every good woman is a supporting spouse. And a lot of people don't realize I've been married 20 years, and that is a long time in this industry with where I've come in this industry. For all of you that have or haven't done it, you know, if you've loaded trucks, if you've dealt with loading of trucks, the freight, this is a 24/7 365 business. I'm a huge anti-remote kind of person. I think that people, when they just go to this remote environment, I believe there's a catch somewhere where it maybe blends, but I believe ultimately remote jobs only make you complacent, and you basically remote yourself out of a job. So this job, the food supply and the supply chain in general never sleeps. If whenever you go out of town, go drive by some of the beachfront places, and you're going to see Cisco trucks, you're going to see U.S. Foods, you're going to see Baldor. Wherever you are, you're going to see produce trucks out there, because the supply chain moves when people sleep, and the people that are in the supply chain are the ones that keep it going. And I just have the utmost respect for people in the supply chain, and most importantly their families, because no offense to the banking industry, but we're not the banking industry. We don't clock out and then come back. We never sleep. You know, we get thousands of emails a day, text messages. We can always be reached because there's always a problem. There's no perfect load. And Patrick, I know a lot of people might not know that you have a job outside of this little side venture, so you know all about the supply chain and how it moves. And it's just tough on family life, and I really give it to everybody that has to deal with this day in and day out.
I mean, I agree. The one thing, though, I was playing golf with my dad just a few weeks ago, and we played Bay Hill. I sent you a couple pictures. But one thing my dad told me, he was like, "Hey, you're welcome." And I was like, "Oh, great, here we go." And I'm like, "What am I welcome for again?" He goes, "That you own your own company and you don't have a job, right?" He goes, "Because if you had a job," he goes, "you wouldn't be here right now." He goes, "So you're welcome." And I kind of was like, what a great way to have a conversation with your dad, right? And I got it, though, because he understands, obviously, you know, owning my own business, being involved in the citrus supply chain, right? I mean, you know what I do on a daily basis when it comes to the citrus supply chain. I'm a leader in the citrus industry, at least I feel I am. And I love it, but yeah, man, I mean, I remember the days of, I still wake up at 5 a.m., but I remember the days where it was 5 a.m. and then going straight to the packing house, right? Or, you know, going straight to a field, and you would work 12 to 14 hour days. I'm very fortunate enough where we are today. And yeah, the podcast was so crazy, man. I called you and was like, "Hey, I'm thinking about starting this. This was my idea. This was my goal." And you were like, "Yeah, man, let do it." And that's the thing, man. I'm in the supply chain. So I'm not a media guy. I mean, I guess I am now, but I try to like really tell people that, like, no, I'm a subject matter expert on the supply chain, and you can call me a media guy, that's fine. But just imagine, I mean, think about all the input that I'm getting from all these different guests that come on. Like, I'm learning more and more about each supply chain from A to Z versus one supply chain, right? And I think that attests to some of the challenges that are in the industry, such as you as a produce distribution company. I mean, those are challenges day after day, and there's various aspects of the distribution area. So there's things that we may not experience that you do. What would you say some of those big challenges are as being a distributor, besides you guys are running 24 hours a day?
Well, one of the things that I tell people, and I give a lot of tours to students at University of Houston, or whether it's some FFA programs at the local high schools, I'm not a produce industry expert per se. I consider myself a supply chain expert. I know how to move packages from point A to point B. I mean, whether it's a box of apples, a box of alcohol, or a box of pet food. I mean, it's why I get so heavily involved with charities. Like, I had a call today with a dog rescue, and one of the things I was telling them about is, hey, I understand y'all probably get a lot of opportunities to get you know, whether it's dog food or some kind of supply spur of the moment, and you don't have the logistics or the storage place to do it. I said, that's where somebody like me comes in hand, because again, I'm not a produce guy. I mean, I learn more and more about produce every day when I walk through the coolers, or when I teach our customer service reps about, you know, the products they sell. Over the years, I've become a big customer service, I guess, nerd. And because I realized that the future of the growth of our business is always going to be in how we take care of the business we have, because that's our best marketing tools. But I'm never going to know everything about everything, and I'm always going to listen, because God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. And that's what you're saying on your podcast here, per se, is that you like to listen to other people, because every day you're going to learn something new that can apply to your life, whether it has to do with produce or supply chain or life in general. We have to be good listeners to be good leaders.
That I agree with, man. And a lot of times people say, you know, Pat, you talk a lot. I get it. But I always say I'm trying to flush out the information of everything that I learned from all these different people that I talk to on a daily basis. So a lot of times when you do hear me talking or I'm explaining something, it's something that I learned, right? It's something that I'm passing on and saying, hey, check this out. Hey, you got to look into this. So Brent, that's what it's about, right? I mean, this industry is not about being complacent. I'm going to get back to you on that complacent comment too, brother. I'm gonna, trust me, I got something for you on that. But let's take a quick break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about that complacent. Talk about your health this year, what you're doing new for your birthday, moving forward for the next year. And then let's talk a little bit about coming to Houston. And don't forget, I mean, last week was Farm Workers Awareness Week as well, supporting mm-hmm. farmers in our community. So everyone, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunraise. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed, so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunraise grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from dynamite sponsors creating dynamite content for our industry. Everyone, we're talking with Brent Ehrenwert of Brothers Produce. That's right. Happy birthday, Brent, as well as four-year anniversary for the Produce Industry Podcast. So, Brent, welcome.
Good to be back. Good to be back.
Listen, I kind of categorize. I got my thanks t-shirt on today for Farm Workers Awareness, right? You've got your green on. We've got the green and purple. I love it, man. I feel like it's like Utah Jazz versus the Seattle Supersonics, bro. Like,
one of the best old logos there was, that old Supersonics logo.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. And again, how can you not love a team that has Karl Malone on it?
I'll give you a story about Karl Malone real quick. You know about his truck driving business that he had?
No.
So if you go back and look, he's had a long-haul truck driving business for several years. And I actually when I was growing up, right after they won the 92 gold medal, he actually personally drove one of the loads to somewhere in Dallas and delivered that load. And he had a really cool truck wrap on his 18-wheeler that basically had him in the desert, I believe, on one side. And then in that same picture of a nightcap of the same picture, and he personally delivered that load. And I actually got some basketball somewhere here in my office. You can't see him, that he actually signed. And I think I was about 12 years old whenever that happened. But it's a pretty cool story you can look up.
That is pretty cool, man. A little Karl Malone action. A little John Stockton, Karl Malone. I want to watch that new Netflix series on Christian Laettner. Did you see that yet?
Like everybody that's, yeah, that's an Laettner. Old 30 and 30, actually. Oh. That's just they just – yeah, that's been
oh, it
out
is.
For a while.
I don't watch those 30 for 30s too much. That's like we were on the golf course with, what, Bo Jackson, what, a month ago, and he was like – someone was like, hey, have you seen his 30 for 30? I was like,
that's
Bo,
one of the best
one, 30
one of the best
like.
Ones there is the Bo. And I saw that one before I actually connected with him, so I had already kind of
– I still have not good. Seen it good, at man. All. One thing I will tell you, those hydration packs he's got going on, bro, if you haven't tried them, the Bo 3.0, dude, they're amazing. And wait till you try the blood orange tangerine one. I mean, doesn't have that chalky aftertaste to it. It's actually pretty good, man. I mean, it's pretty good. So, I mean, they've got the berry, the kiwi watermelon. They've got a few different flavors, but it's a good mix and a good balance. You know what I mean? And as Bo said, like, hey, in his age – hydration is key, right? Hydration
it's always
is
key on everything. It's always key on everything. I mean, one thing that, you know, you talked about my lifestyle. I've always said somebody can look like they're in shape and look good and just not feel good. And I decided, I guess, about 3-4 months ago after some heartburn that was probably brought on by stress and eating bad, I said, you know what? I'm going to start eating what I sell and change my lifestyle. And I'm going to have to probably get with you to figure out what all to eat. But I've had a whole just eye-opening change of just trying to really mix more produce in my diet and cut out a lot of the bad stuff, and it's been just a life-changing experience. And I've told people I never realized how much better you can feel when you put the right fuel in your body. And we're very fortunate to be in an industry where 100%. One thing I appreciate about you is not only do you promote this industry, but I mean you live it. You live the industry, and you promote how you live, and I think that's very important to do what you do.
I appreciate that, and I tell everybody, Mike Chavez and I were having a discussion just the other day. I go, man, do you remember when you first met me, what I would eat? And he was like, oh, dude, I do. He's like, he'd be like, Pat would eat like chicken tenders and pizza, like everything that was just trash. And he goes, it's crazy how it's changed, right? I mean, a decade changes somebody, right? Even, you know, 30, 60, yeah. 90 days changes people. So, you know, if you go out to dinner with me, yeah, I'm still going to order protein, but a lot of times I eat all my vegetables, my fruits, everything first, and then I go into the proteins and the starches. And again, I have a nutritionist though too, so I always say, like, when you've got someone guiding you and telling you like where you should go, so instead of me going for the gummy snacks in the afternoon because that's a go-to for like the three-year-old, right? I'll go, screw it, yogurt, blueberries, granola. So, and again, once you do that 5, 10, 15 times over the gummy snacks, it just comes habit at that point. So you might call it complacent, this whole work from, it's crazy that everybody, I'm a remote worker. I've been a remote worker since.
Yeah, you were a remote worker before it became just a garbage piece of society.
I am a performer, everyone, okay? Because not many people get to work from home, but in the 2000 to 2010, unless you were a performer. I remember even 2005, I didn't work from home. But yeah, I remember getting written up one time for being at the office early, leaving, and then coming back at 7. They thought I showed up late. Like, you know, but really it was just going out to a breakfast. But no, man, the work from home aspect is different. I mean, I tell you that all the time. I have a studio, so it's not like I hope, but I'm actually in an office. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm sitting at my home. I'm just watching TV all day, even though I have a TV right here in my office. I watched Full Swing just the other day. But you know what I mean? It's like if you're not connected in the supply chain, you could easily go, maybe I'll take a 30-minute nap. I don't take naps in my office. I could. There was a couch over there too. Just saying. I could. But I think performers and people that want to work remote are people that are going to be high performers, and the people that aren't, you said it, they get complacent. And they do the bare minimum, right? And sooner or later, everybody gets caught if they're that way. So I had to throw that out because I definitely think there is room for it. It's just you got to travel a little bit more too, Brent. Like I travel, you see how much I travel. Yeah. I have to do that because working remote. But again, I'm not moving back to California, dude. Like if I called you and I moved back to California, you don't you think you'd be like, So
I never come and see you again.
Brett, you'd be like, so you decided to smoke peyote, Pat. Okay, great. Like, I didn't know you were getting into peyote and mushrooms, but okay. I mean, hey, move out of California, right? I get it, man. I'm born and raised. I love California, but it's just, I love where I live now, and I really wouldn't change it because, I'm able to get in and out from Tampa, and it's just beautiful. My kids love it. So speaking of, though, you know, your health, you've changed a lot. You know, your business has changed a lot. I remember talking to you 4 years ago. Things have changed. You know, you were big on, you know, distribution. You still are. But one of the things as a distributor, man, like I've always talked to you about your game with digital strategy. But how does someone like you, a distributor, I mean, look at you said it earlier, a Baldor, a Katzman, a McLean, a Cheney Brothers, a Cisco, right? We're naming them all off. But how does a distributor look at the balance on digital strategy with your website, emails, e-commerce, social media? You just signed up with Pepper. Like, how do you look at this, man? Because that's a lot of money that you could be pumping out on content and media.
Well, one of the things I've always said when it comes to digital strategy and social media, whoever handles that within a company, I believe has to be engulfed in the day-to-day operations of the company, because you know as well as I do that a beautiful picture of some kind of iceberg, it doesn't really tell the story of what the company does, and likes don't equal dollars and likes don't equal votes. So maybe it's micromanaging that I still handle a lot of our social media, but at the end of the day, I think it's important and vital. I mean, I'm building a new website right now. I don't think websites are as vital as they used to be. I believe social media is the first place I look whenever I go to do business with a company, because I want to see if they're active. I want to see if they're engaged. I want to see if they're evolving to the current landscape of the environment and what's going on. So we know about my trucks. I have over 241 different truck designs now. I'm constantly changing truck designs. I'm selling ads on them, because I think there's a perception there. You're like, holy cow, I've never seen the same truck twice. They must have a lot of trucks. When I do have a lot of trucks, but we're all selling lettuce. We're selling tomatoes. My stuff isn't better. Yeah, it can be traced a lot easier, but I have to find a way to anchor and get those people in to want to do business with me. And, you know, one of the things that's been odd on the way I do business is I don't have a lot of salespeople anymore. I think that our digital marketing and our trucks and most importantly, our people and how we take care of the customer is the key to a growth of our business. And one of the things we've done over the years is I really evolved our business model. You know, we used to be a lot of food service and we did some schools, and now I've had a lot of retail, a lot more cold storage, because there's four wheels to the car. And as we go into tough times and recession or whatever we go into, there's always going to be a shaky wheel on that car. And I believe the key to everything is stability and diversification. So I'm going to continue to diversify our company and the way we do business each and every day. And, you know, I've seen a big surge in what we do on retail. You've seen that too. We've talked about that. Food service, you know, it's always going to be there. There's always going to be a lot of SKUs, and our people and is always going to be the driving force of what we do. And that's why I continue to reinvest in my people, because that's my first customer.
I agree with that. Your people are your most important as well. One thing I'm going to say to you. So when you look at this, everyone, I pulled up some pictures. So this is what's funny. I mean, I do things a lot differently, if you know this, but I see so many companies. I'm going to do citrus because you know me, everyone. I'm going to do citrus. But if you look at this, like, so you shouldn't just post this and say, Mineola's available. They're sweet. They're juicy. Call
just
today.
A good picture is all I see there.
Right? Because exactly. Already? Packing lemons, everybody. They're great. Use them with dinner. No. I mean, listen, I think you've seen our citrus page as well that I manage, as well as my podcast page. We try to put relevant information with the pictures. And even then, if you've noticed, I've tried to get away from pictures. I do a lot of videos now, because obviously video, when I learned from PodFest this year, if you're not doing video, be ready to go down to being the joker, because video and content is king. Pictures, it's like being the joker at this point, because someone's going to end up laughing, like you just said, going, oh, look at that cute picture of oranges. Look at that. I wonder what he's trying to
bring. Or the wrong person's going to like it.
Or you're right. Or you get that one guy that sends a blanket statement. Hey man, we can buy 520 loads right now, and I'm in. You know, wait, what? What? No, I'm good. Right? It's you're right, and then it wastes your time versus actually having legitimate content or telling people about your process, your company. And that's what we need to talk about next.
It's a story. Everything's about the story, you know.
Let's tell the story though on the new truck wraps, because when I came out and saw you in December, pardon me everyone, I told you, man, your brand on your trucks, I was seeing trucks drive down the highway. Remember I stayed at the right off the highway, there was like a Holiday Inn. I don't know if I said the
Holiday
Inn.
Yeah, Chingy.
Like,
you got Chingy at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. Chilling at the Holiday Inn. But I was out by my window. I was able to look out, and I saw a Brothers Produce truck. I saw when we drove around, we were seeing you guys, Brothers, around. So let's talk about that a little bit, Brent, because I want people to see what you're doing now. And everyone, this is what's so cool about this. So, Brent, talk about Brothers Produce. Talk about your thought process on these trucks, and really just let's lead into, there's three slides, let's lead into, you know, the last picture from these pictures and what you're doing to grow the industry of fresh produce in your area.
So, you know, Dr. Seuss told us a great line one time: in order to stand out, you got to be different. So obviously agreed. I don't sell any of those mushrooms in the top left or in the bottom left. But you know what? I sell a lot of mushrooms, you know, and the slogan I chose here was "Let's grow together." And you see these trucks on the road. I mean, these trucks stand out. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to speak to Boy Scout groups, or I've met with politicians and athletes and just random moms and dads and people. And when I tell them where I work, oh, you're the company that has the really colorful, cool trucks on the road. And they have no idea what I do, but they know the trucks, and that makes me feel good. It's like I see really the benefits. It's one of the most favorite things I do is doing these trucks. And it lures people in. And, you know, I trademarked that slogan on the top's trademarked, you know, because at the end of the day, all we are is a cold storage logistics company that delivers fresh produce from the farm to the table in a safe way. And that's why I chose that slogan that I did in like 2013 or 14. And because that's what we're selling. We're selling food safety and the transport to get it from A to B.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's cool. Let's move through. We got some more truck. I did a bunch on this one. Let me talk to me about some of these ones.
So one of the biggest common things that's thought is that those are my dogs, the dachshunds, and you've met my dogs before. Those aren't my dogs. The cool part, so that one that has the dog in the picture looking at the dog with the cucumbers, that's the kind of stuff we're constantly tagged every day on Instagram on these trucks and people sending stuff. Like, people love seeing these trucks. And like that green cab up there, what I was going for there, and that one was kind of like a classic 1930s, 1940s looking vintage look on that one. That's a Houston Skyline there. If you look at that yellow truck, everything that I do is attention to detail. So that the font that's on that yellow truck is actually chalk that was used, so to go with the schools. On that book that one dog is sitting on with the oranges, there's a hashtag that says food safety written in the side of that binder. You can't see that dog's collar on the Lance McCullers Jr. truck has our logo on it. So everything I do just has like a little bitty touch. I just have a big attention to details, and I don't do anything unless I go all out on it.
That is the truth. Well, let's talk about the next all out. So obviously, one thing I can tell you, if you follow Brent, there's always some type of known person. Not me. I know I'm known. Thank you, everyone. I'm here all week. There's always someone, man. I've seen Ice Cube in your pictures. I'm going to name drop.
50
I've seen
Cent.
AP, Adrian Peterson, 50 Cent, Bo Jackson. So we do know you've got some level of friendships. As funny as both of our kids have said, you know, that their friends say, like, you guys act like it's normal that you know these people. Well, we're not fans of these people. Like you said, you're friends of these people. So I think that's really cool. So let's talk about the next one. People might not recognize him, so why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
So this was a fun one here. We did this right before baseball season started. guess last week. So a couple of years ago, I met Alex Bregman. It's, I can't remember what event I was at, and he wanted to do a hot sauce line. And he ended up, this was in the middle of COVID, and me and him did a lot of cool things during COVID. When the ice storm hit 2021, he donated a bunch of water, just become a really, just an amazing guy that I've really gotten to know. So recently he rebranded, and we talk about brands, and I think it was such a great move that he rebranded his salsa to Wild Soul. He partnered with Mark Wahlberg on this. It's a spirited salsa that's going to have Mark Wahlberg's tequila in it. But we kind of went back and forth on this rebrand, and we're like, you know what? Like, we're going to put his face on this truck. And so we did. And we did this photo shoot outside of Minute Maid Park right before the season started. And it was really cool because one of my daughters, I brought her up to work one day, let her stay out of school, told her, hey, why don't you wear an Astros jersey today? And she went out there with us. It was just four of us, and we did this photo shoot, and he actually posted this photo shoot. I saw several people share this truck, Bun B. I saw Mark Wahlberg chimed in on this. Just really cool, and it's got Brothers Produce on the door. Brothers Produce is tagged, and you know, marketing is everything, and these kind of trucks just stand out. In fact, I had another player reach out to see how he could get his face on a truck. There's a bunch of rights that you have to worry about with MLB on these, so we can't.
I keep trying to get my stuff on your trucks.
Yeah,
He won't even let me. He's like, what do you want to promote? And I'm like, doesn't matter. He's like, then no. I'm like, well, I thought we were friends. Can't even get it on a truck, homie. Like, what?
Yeah, these were a lot of fun, and there's a big reward, you know, just when I start seeing people share these everywhere, and it's like, it's just great. I remember when my dad used to say, like, what are you doing and all this, and then he sees these things go out to a million people, and it's got his logo.
And he's like, I love it.
He can't say anything about it. He's like, it's genius, you know, and you just wouldn't. You wouldn't think about it, and what that's rolled into now is I've started selling ads to other companies. The problem is I've still had a little bit of a supply chain issue getting trucks in.
Makes sense.
The next leg of this is I'm going to have a bunch of ads on trucks because I've got moving billboards, and I've got such a good brand, and people want to be a part of this brand. They want to, you know, when you bring value to people and they see the worth back and forth, it's not hard to partner with people and do good things.
That's what it is. You can't make bad people do good business, right?
No.
But you can do good business with good people.
Yeah.
That's what you can do, right?
And there's a good country song out there. I can't remember who it's by, but it says, you know, all people are good. And, you know, and they are all good until you figure out they aren't. And that's why you got to give everybody a chance and listen to them and not just judge a book by its cover. Because I believe that a lot of,
you know, 100%.
There's a lot of great people out there, and just get to know them. You know, if you don't know somebody, reach out and get to know them, because there's a reason a lot of people are doing what they do. And I think jealousy leads a lot of people to not deal with people.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, again, as I always say, I'm never jealous of anybody. You know, my buddy, you know, Jehoon, my buddy Jehoon. So another buddy sends a picture to me of Jehoon and him at a soccer game like a month ago. And I was just like, that's awesome, man. I said, I'm envious of you. He goes, someone a little jealous? I said, I'm never jealous, man, because if you get to hang out with Jehoon, I said, I know what it feels like to hang out with that type of a guy. I said, you're very fortunate to be able to hang out with him, and he took you to a soccer game. So that's how I am a lot, because it's like, I'm never going to be like, oh my God, I'm so jealous that you get to do this. No, man, I'm envious of you. I want you to know that I'm proud that you get to do this kind of stuff. I'm proud that you took a picture and shared it with me to say, hey, I'm with your friend. And I'm like, that's awesome. Spend as much time with him as possible. Same thing with you, man. Like, when people are like, what are you going to do when you're going out to Houston? I said, I'm going to go visit a client, but I'm also going to go visit a friend, right? And there's two aspects of that. And I think we got our business done on one point, right?
Yeah.
But then we were able to go back to the house, play a little basketball outside, right? And we were just talking on the phones and just, you know, seeing the family and seeing everybody. And that's what I think, right? You can't be jealous. You got to be envious of people. Like, you got to be like, I love it, man. Great job. And you got to care, man. You actually have to care. One thing I always tell everybody, because you brought up school, We need to get rid of so many classes at school and have like empathy classes, right? Sympathy classes, you know, ready? Your laugh, sex ed class. For some reason, people just be getting pregnant like 18 years old now, 16. It's like, yeah. There should be some really good classes on how to treat people and love and respect people, Brent. And that's one thing I can tell you, and I'm gonna close with this note, everybody. The amount of love and respect that I see from Brent to his family, to his employees, to a waiter or waitress that's serving him, is second to none. I mean, Brent, I mean, I've told you this over and over, man, people that don't know you, it's on them, bro, because the last 4 years that we've been really communicating, like I said, man, it's been a pleasure. And like I said, anybody that gets to see you, I'm envious of them getting to go out there, see you, spend time with you, play golf, right? And that's one thing we didn't get to do besides Top Golf. But, you know, yeah, man.
I think it was cold. I think it was pretty cold when you came in.
It was chilly. Yeah, I remember Laura was like, where are the heaters? But, yeah, man, no, it was great. So, listen, Brent, appreciate you coming back on, man. Happy freaking birthday, brother. Please,
I appreciate it.
Everyone, reach out to Brent. Again, the podcast posted today, April 1st, the video. If you're watching, we're here on Friday. We're looking forward to seeing you all in the next week for Viva Fresh. I'm going to Brothers Produce as soon as I land off the plane. So, Brent, I'll see you in Houston pretty soon, brother.
No, and I appreciate all the kind words, and I can't say enough about you. I'm fortunate that you reached out to me when you did 4 years ago. And, yeah, I always like to remind everybody, you know, try to see the good in everybody. You're not always going to agree with everybody. But, again, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason, and that's just to listen and embrace people, because you never know what somebody can teach you, and can't judge people, you know. And a lot of people judge people. I've been guilty of judging people. Patrick's probably been guilty. Same. We've all been guilty of judging people.
100%.
And unfortunately with me, sometimes I try to speak up for a silent majority, because I know that if I don't say something, somebody else might not say something. And I care too much, not only about this industry, but about the world, and most importantly about people. And I think that a lot of times people have to band together, because the only way to get through this world is through unity, and we have to be united.
What do they say? To raise a family, you need a community. And the most important part of our government, right?
Yeah.
Is you, the people. That's exactly. The most important part of community. So,
and remember, there's no I in team. And a lot of people try to put I
just
before
win,
anything
just win.
Else. Yeah, exactly.
Just winning. But we're not here to win all the time. Sometimes when you win, you lose.
I love losing sometimes, because when I lose,
humbles you and makes you work harder.
I come back 10 times stronger. I love losing sometimes. I mean, I look forward to that loss sometimes, because I know I'm going to bounce back 10 times stronger.
Welcome to my day in jiu-jitsu every day, bro. I constantly am a loser that wants to get better. So, no, man, I appreciate it. Happy birthday. And again, Brent, we'll see you soon, brother.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.